With the World Cup now underway, WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield has some thoughts on the spectacle that will occupy soccer fans for the next month.
It's very likely that Brazil, green and yellow clad, will thrill all the world or much of same with their beautifully played game. In all the World Cup's mighty days, no team has garnered quite the praise that brave Brazil may never yield, having never missed the field. Germany can't be dismissed. Spain, for years unfairly dissed, motivated to defend, may be poised to early end Holland's orangely glowing hope. Argentina need not mope. They, like lots of others, can prove too nimble for Iran. U.S. fans might almost want to play some other team than Ghana till they look around and see that Portugal and Germany are the other sides they'll face, trying to earn sought-after space in the round of 16 teams still entitled to their dreams after group play has concluded. Are U.S. fans all deluded to assume they have a chance to beat the odds and then advance? I've not mentioned those who swoon over lowly Cameroon or whether Belgium will prevail in their group. It's rather pale when considered with Group D. Surely there can never be assembled elsewhere tougher sides. Uruguay therein resides, as do England, Italy, and Costa Rica. So, you see, the U.S. may have caught a break. Their road is hard, for goodness sake. But Group of Death? That's not my pick. This nation's group is only sick. This global party has a cost, a fact unlikely to be lost amid the whoops and cheers and hollers. Who could lose $12 billion? Brazil's the answer to that query, and the country will be weary for the costliest cup yet. We'll leave behind a mighty debt. For that, Brazilians all can thank Sepp Blatter, laughing in the bank where he deposits FIFA's share, $4 billion plus, for those who care. Perhaps a future day we'll see a World Cup that is somehow free of FIFA calling every shot, for this one certainly is not. Of such a day can soccer dream as fans yearn for a perfect team.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.